For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano.
What is he doing here?
Who?
The guy you were about to introduce. He doesn't even deserve to be introduced.
I was going to pretend that he wasn't here, actually.
You can't. You can smell him from a mile away.
I took a shower today. I took a shower.
You should have taken two to make up for the 12 days of not showering.
Before coming to the podcast today.
I'm Italian, so this is saying a lot. You've got some greasy hair.
Well, I try to get it that way. Don't you see how lovely my hair looks?
God.
It's amazing. By the way, it's wonderful to see you again, Joe.
Whatever.
I only see you part-time because I'm here part-time, but, you know, you're part-time as well.
You tricked me. I wouldn't have come if I knew he was going to be here.
I'm just going to let you guys work this out.
What'd you think of the show? Let me guess, you liked everything that sucked?
I thought it was pretty fucking good today.
Well, it kind of was a good NXT show.
This was amazing. This was pretty good.
I mean,
except for the last match.
Oh, let's skip right to the end.
Yeah,
Josh,
let's skip right to the end.
Hey, how about things we talk about? What do you have?
I got a couple good things today. Did you want to get there?
I saw the worst movie of all time last night, so we'll get there. We'll get there.
Wait, what movie was that?
We'll get there.
The Last Jedi.
Oh, no, don't tell me. I heard it was bad, though.
Oh, of course it is.
Dude, it's been too long.
I know.
As a single male, go
I
see
live
it.
In El Campo. There's only three screens.
Skeets?
Screens.
There's only three
and if it's Star
there's
Wars, it's probably screens. On every screen every hour.
There's only three screens, and they're all skeets.
Screens.
And they skeet all over
there. Hold on. So one of those screens wasn't Star Wars?
They only show them like twice a day. Look, El Campo, very small town. They have very limited times where you can watch movies. I only had 1 week to watch Justice League before it was another movie showing.
That's a good thing, though. You missed it?
It was out of the theater in 1 week?
1 week.
Well, you're here this week, so go see Star Wars, like right after this.
I will.
There's no reason not to. There's a movie theater.
I mean, if you want to watch a bad movie, yeah, go see Star Wars.
Okay.
But yeah.
It's not great.
It's not good. It's not average. It's not.
We already kind of went over that last podcast.
Yeah,
I think we did. So
yeah.
We'll cover the movie that I saw yesterday, which could be the worst movie of all time.
Jumanji.
No, I wanted to see it. It was sold out. Okay.
All right.
Let's talk about NXT.
Whose phone was that?
That was Josh's for sure.
Mine.
Wow.
That was Josh's
I've
for
got
sure.
One phone. Joe's got
Josh's
five.
Josh's for with sure. Your phone, Joe.
I have two. So, I'm just making sure they're off, and now they are.
By the way. You know, a couple months ago when Josh left, we announced that the NXT, podcasts are not going to be podcasts anymore. They're just going to be on YouTube.
Yeah. And now that Josh is back.
And the fans revolted.
They did. So Merry Christmas.
Josh is back.
They're back on
Josh is back.
Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Podbean, all that good stuff. You can listen to it on your phone now. You don't have to worry about YouTube. So there
all
you
because
go.
Of me. All because of me.
No,
you can thank
that's
me,
not
fans.
Why at all, actually.
Thank me. You're welcome.
That's not the reason at all. Anyways, yes, NXT, we had two title matches this week. And it started off with Sanity versus Kyle O'Reilly. Sanity versus Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish.
Yeah.
For the tag team titles.
The Fish.
No.
And it turns out Sanity does have Freebird rules. Since right. Alexander Wolf is still injured, so it's Eric Young and Killian Dane. Josh, you asked me that last week.
Yeah, and Andrew said I was fucking retarded for even thinking that was possible.
Right.
But we knew that's possible because Eric right. Young kind of like came in when they won the titles.
But Eric Young and Alexander Wolf were the two in the match that won. So I didn't, they never announced that they had Freebird rules.
I think that's just a thing now.
I guess so.
If you have three in a faction, which is retarded
Nikki
to not
Cross
have.
Cross could have been in the match. Right?
Absolutely.
I mean,
you know
she
what?
Was.
It would have been amazing
on Yahoo, Facebook.
Since they're having the Facebook matches, that would have been amazing to have her. Okay, it's gonna be.
Yeah, right.
Nikki's competing.
Oh, I can't wait to not watch those.
I think it's gonna be interesting. I think it's gonna be interesting.
And what is it for? You got another shitty trophy that doesn't matter
for the trans something belt?
Transgender belt.
Speaking of which, what was that video that one of our fans sent us where it was Orlando Jordan?
Yeah, this guy's fallen. It's an Australian wrestling league.
It's real? It's not a porno. I'm serious because I've seen...
What?
This girl with a belt like slaps another girl, but she does it like this. She's like...
It was the worst.
And then she goes, ah! And she sells it and falls all the way down.
So Orlando Jordan is openly bisexual. And I think he might be transgendering, like in the process.
Oh, is he really?
Did you look at him? He looked very womanly in that video.
He looked like Orlando Jordan lately.
He's androgynous?
I don't know. Okay. Maybe. So anyways,
well,
Killian Dane's in for Alexander Wolf because Alexander Wolf still has his head busted open from
War
Games.
Before we get to that, I mean, isn't it kind of weird that this wasn't the main event?
Yeah.
Okay. So it wasn't just me. I thought it was weird it was leading...
I think,
you know,
maybe it gives
NXT
it away
all.
What's going to happen if it's the main event.
I guess.
But I think people already knew what was going to happen anyway.
They also,
you think?
They also announced it, yeah. So it was kind of lame.
It was.
Because yeah. I avoid the NXT spoilers, but then WWE will tweet it out.
Right.
Like, hey, Bobby Fish and O'Reilly won the tag titles. You missed
right.
it.
Did they really
what
do
mean
it?
I missed it.
Did they really announce it a couple weeks ago?
It's fucking annoying, too, because I used to be
or
on the
they,
WWE app.
If they don't, then any other wrestling Twitter account will, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
And they'll spoil
that too.
It. And it's like, all right.
It's
oh, no. It's you know what they say? There was one. I remember I saw it. Maybe it was like Cage Side, but someone tweeted NXT, it said NXT tag titles change hands, spoiler alert. Well, no.
There's only two people
already,
in the match.
You already spoiled,
you spoiled it.
You already spoiled it. So, no, that was not a warning. You spoiled it. Like, maybe like, you know, I don't know, I just, that's, you spoiled it. There's no other
Bruce
way to
Willis
say.
Is dead. Spoiler alert.
Right. So anyways, Eric Young, he goes on the top rope because he's going to do his elbow drop. But then Adam Cole runs out and knocks him off.
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere, yeah.
Right, right.
O'Reilly then hits a kick and punch combo to Young and pins him, but Young kicks out. This is when Nikki Cross, who really steals the show every time she like interferes in any of these matches.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She always does like the coolest stuff.
Right.
She runs through the crowd.
Amazing.
And then gets
amazing.
On the apron, dives on Adam Cole, and just continues to pummel him.
Just like hit him hard.
Yeah.
She was like just swinging.
Yeah.
Right.
I liked it.
And then two other refs, you know, run out to pull Nikki off of Cole, and they like, you know, drag her to the back or whatever. Killian Dane picks up Cole, but Adam gets off and pushes Dane into the ring post, so he's out.
Lights out.
Eric Young then dives on Nicole outside the ring, but when he gets back in, Fish and O'Reilly hit their tag team finisher on Eric Young, and O'Reilly pins Young to become the new tag team champions.
Their finisher's not great.
I don't know.
Well, it's just like the Ascension.
It's sweep the leg.
It's just like the Ascension's finisher.
I thought it was pretty cool.
You go high, I go low.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. You know, you got the one guy that's rolling up underneath him and the other guy that's, you know, kick him in the face. I thought it was interesting. Maybe that's because I never really saw the Ascension.
I just think in the,
I don't know.
Well, I just think in the days of wrestling where so many powerful moves get kicked out of and that's your finisher, that's like a pretty basic move.
True. Well, we'll definitely get to that in the Lars match. But
yeah.
I understand what you mean. But I thought it was a good team finisher.
Like when I was a kid... Mm. When I was a kid, there was nothing worse you could do than powerbomb someone. And then WCW even did that whole gimmick, right, where the powerbomb was outlawed?
Yeah.
Was that WCW?
Yeah.
Or was it
the
WWE?
Jackknife was outlawed. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, that was, because it was so fucking horrible that you just couldn't do it.
Right.
You know, and now it's like.
Because people were landing on their neck, someone got really hurt.
Yeah.
Kevin Nash did it to the Big Show once when he was the Giant.
Right.
It was freaky because he barely gets him. Like, he landed on his neck.
Yeah.
And that's when it's like, ooh.
Right.
Could have paralyzed them.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
There was another cool thing in this match I thought was pretty interesting. Whenever the refs come out they're always just like, no, no, don't do anymore. But they were actually legit dragging Nikki right. Cross away.
Well, yeah. I
thought that was
she's
cool.
crazy.
She yeah. is fucking insane.
The only way to do it.
Don't drag Adam Cole out there who interfered first, you know.
Right.
You have to get Nikki Cross off of the guy that's not even in this match.
Right.
Hey,
right.
hey, that's Adam Cole, baby. Hey, come on.
Hey, you're not supposed to be out
like,
here.
Like, Nikki, get in the back. We have Middle East fans. Put some clothes on. That's how we do it now.
This yeah. is a men's match. There aren't supposed to be women out here.
No.
Jesus. Put some clothes. Cover up.
Or like Booker T.
It's just my arms. Like, cover them.
Or like Booker T likes to say, keep the woman at home. Keep your woman at home.
Keep your woman at home. Hey, baby.
Booker, they're superstars. They're wrestlers.
Superstars.
So, yeah. So, Fish and O'Reilly are the NXT Tag Team Champions. And Adam Cole's not getting the main belt anytime soon because he lost his match last week to qualify.
Right.
So, that's kind of interesting.
Still
like,
weird.
Adam Cole's the leader, but he doesn't have a title, you know?
I'm still really confused
and he's not getting
why
one for a while.
Aleister Black was able to defeat all three of them.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I don't understand that part. But I get you. It's weird that it seems like you got this massive star. They were giving him a massive push,
yeah.
and then it was snuffed out in a throwaway.
I don't know about snuffed out. I mean, I think he just got there. Is that how they do it? They give you the title the minute you get
yeah,
there?
Yeah, but he had a match with Aleister Black last week, and he lost.
And he lost. To get
and that
him
was to qualify for that Fatal 4-Way.
So they have bigger right. fish to fry. They have other plans.
Yeah.
So who's going to take the title off of Almas?
Well, I don't want to spoil anything because it's already been... All of these have already been taped. Like, not
oh.
the... Like,
the match,
you know,
too?
Who wins the Fatal 4-Way match? No, not facing Almas. That'll be a TakeOver Philly.
Oh. So do you know who wins the Fatal 4-Way?
Yeah. But I don't want to spoil it.
That'll
we'll
be a TakeOver?
About it next week.
That'll
yeah.
be TakeOver? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about that next week. So anyways, next up we go outside the arena where we see Heavy Machinery doing their best impression of the Street Profits, I guess?
Chucky Ducky. Like these guys are amazing.
They were acting
I love them.
Just like the Street Profits, right?
It was with the cell phone.
And then they find a Maserati, and Dozovich wants to move it for some reason, so he pretends to try and lift it.
Right.
It just reminded me of Vin Diesel in Furious 7 when he lifted a fucking car.
Yeah.
But he's like pretending to lift. Like they're like, "Hey, move it so someone else can park there." And it's like, what? They're acting just like the Street Profits. It's ridiculous.
Right.
It's like they're like, just act like the Street Profits.
And they're not supposed to be copying them?
No.
For any reason? It was almost like...
Not that I know of.
Maybe that's the only way that people can get into...
Sabatelli and Moss. Yeah, so Sabatelli and Moss walk out and they say, "Hey, that's our baby, but if you work as hard as us, you might be able to get something like this someday."
Well, you know, almost.
Not this nice. Maybe an old one. Maybe an old Maserati. So anyways... listen to the rest of this trash. Here, mute your mics real quick so you guys can hear this. Listen to this crap.
You know, what is it they say? What? Pork and weights, right?
Steaks and weights!
That's what it is.
Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, is that what it is, pal?
Yeah, that is what it is. Guy.
Guy. Well, now I know. Friend?
Well, I'm glad that both of you know. Chiefs.
Jeez.
Guys, why are we jaw-jacking here? Let's just get it on right here. Right now, check it.
I'm ready to go.
Who's that at the end?
I still can't get over his eyes.
Yeah, I don't know.
What am I doing?
What the hell?
Huh?
And they did like the South Park
okay,
thing.
Okay, I didn't know if you got
like,
that.
Like, you know, I'm not your buddy guy. I'm not your guy friend. I'm not your friend guy. What
I was wondering
hell?
How long they were going to go.
I'm not your friend, pal.
They were pretty
I'm
long.
Not your pal, friend.
Yeah, like that's definitely what they were going for.
That was certainly South Park.
So at the end, Dozovich just like, he just goes, "Ah!" and scares away Sabatelli and Moss, and then Sabatelli and Moss drive away.
So I guess next week they're going to get the dry cleaning from Sabatelli and Moss.
Yes, they're gonna get their suit just like the Street Profits did. So, anyways, the big question really here is, who does Josh root for in this upcoming match? Because these are his two favorite tag teams.
These are amazing tag teams.
So who would you root for?
It's by a slight margin. I think you got to go with Sabatelli and Moss.
Why?
Slight margin. I don't know. You just got to push the Italians.
They're cooler.
They're cooler.
That's what I was going to say.
They're rich. They're cool.
Is Moss Italian?
Sure.
Sure.
It's a show.
He's an honorary
Italian. I know, but Sabatelli's 100,000% Italian. like it's so obvious.
You got to push the jocks.
Don't be a mark, Andrew. Don't
push
be a mark.
Jocks. That's what you got to do.
That's his real name. He was. You want to bet?
No.
He was a safety on the Buccaneers.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. He played for like 5 years in the NFL.
Second
what?
Round,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Tino Sabatelli.
And the other one was a middle linebacker for like the Gophers.
Rick Moss was?
Yeah.
For the what?
For the Gophers. Football. College football.
Oh, okay.
Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're both football players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I didn't know about Moss, but yeah, I knew about Sabatelli, so. Mm. So anyways...
No, before we move on, I just want to say...
Just so you know, Heavy Machinery is winning that feud. You know that.
No!
I should have bet you.
Huh?
Sabatelli's not his name.
Yeah, it is.
He was born Sabatino Piscatelli, and that's how he was in the football.
What?
Piscatelli?
On Wikipedia. Piscatelli.
I think someone might have...
Piscatelli?
Someone
fucking reading it.
Someone edited that.
It's plugged in.
Yeah, but... Sabatino, Sabby. Oh, okay.
Piscatelli.
Well, that's even more crazy than his fake wrestling name.
Sabatelli. Like, so, I guess they're combining Sabby and Piscatelli to Sabatelli.
Yeah.
is the only
partial
true...
God, even he's 34.
The only true gimmick that the WWE is actually getting right is Sabatelli and Moss. I feel like in the entire WWE...
Well,
that's the only one that they...
I think Sabatelli... personifies his gimmick. Moss kind of looks, Moss is kind of ugly and like he just doesn't look like a guy that's
true.
You know what I mean? Sabatelli lives that, like, you could tell, like, that's him
true.
In real life.
But they're both like the classic jock, you know, yeah. The classic rich jock, whatever.
That exchange though was so fucking weird. Chief, so friend, guy, bow. So yeah, no, but you know, Heavy Machinery is winning that feud.
I don't know.
Sabatelli and Moss beat Lorcan and Burch just to set them up to lose to the Street Profits. So, yeah.
Probably right.
You know I'm right.
You're probably right.
So, then we have a video. Earlier this week, we see Sonya Deville. She's still hanging around NXT for some reason, even though she debuted on Raw, like, you know, a month ago.
Right.
And they're like, oh, hey, Sonya, so you're with Absolution. I was like, yeah, yeah, we are. Yeah, I'm at Absolution. I'm on Raw.
Hold on. I'm going to do it the way that the reporter did it. Okay, I'm going to
come over. Okay, sure. Well, what are you doing?
I'm coming over there. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
Like, Sonya Deville, can you tell me how it was? Why aren't you going to be fighting, Ember Moon? Come on.
Oh, well, I have unfinished business with Ember Moon. Excuse me. Get that out of my face.
Get out of my face.
So for some reason, Sonya's still hanging around NXT, the Performance Center.
Right.
And she says she has unfinished with Ember Moon because Ember Moon pinned, Ruby Riott.
Yeah, she did
in the
pin
qualifying
me.
Match before War Games.
Yeah.
And that allows Sonya to get a title match against Ember Moon?
And that's next week. So that's already happened.
Right. And, you know, she's not winning. You know, what is she going to go back to NXT? All right, Paige. Well, I'm the NXT champion, so.
I did it!
I got to go back.
Ooh, maybe Paige will interfere. Ooh.
No, that's not happening.
The real thing should have been like, Sonya, Regal said we don't have anybody for Ember Moon, so you're going to be fighting Ember Moon.
Well, what's funny is she, the last thing she says is, well, I'm going to face Ember Moon next week. And then she walks away, and they're like, and then they go, Sonya, there's one, this one guy goes, Sonya. And he goes,
Next week?
And he goes, oh, next week. Yeah. It's like so weird. Oh, yeah, next week. Okay.
They were putting the microphone awkwardly close to her face.
Yeah.
Like no joke. I wasn't kidding when I was shoving it in your face.
It was annoying. Yes. It was annoying. So next up we have Roderick.
It's hit or miss those segments.
Next week we have Roderick Strong. Usually miss. We have Roderick Strong versus Lars Sullivan for the final spot in the Fatal 4-Way match.
Hold on. Yeah. Before they did this, you didn't mention the video package they played for Roddy Strong.
Oh, they did it
the
again.
The farewell to Roddy Strong.
The farewell? Well, no, they played it again, like the, his mom shot his dad, and then, oh, look, there's him hugging his murderous mom.
I don't get it.
I don't get it
It's
either.
The same fucking video,
well,
too. They didn't add anything.
It's the same video. They hype him up like crazy just to lose. Like, you know he's going to lose to Lars Sullivan. Right. Lars Sullivan's not losing a match.
I will say.
Not a one-on-one match.
They faked me out 100% because I was like, Well, they did this last time. Maybe they're gonna. Maybe he's gonna win.
Lars Sullivan's some way. Not losing a one-on-one match, please. So, anyways, we have this match. Sullivan climbed the ropes, and again,
King Kong.
Ranallo yelled, "King Kong is climbing the Empire State Building because he's an asshole."
God, he's so bad.
Because he's 6'3", and you know that's King Kong size. You know, 6'3". You know that's King Kong.
And a big well. Beard.
An exaggeration.
Yeah. Looks just like King Kong. However, Roddy superplexes Sullivan off the top rope and went for a pin. That was great.
Yeah, that was great.
But Sullivan kicked out at one while throwing Strong off of him.
That was pretty cool.
I mean, two would have been fine.
Right. Strong would later hit Kurt Angle's Olympic Slam. That was kind of cool to see. And he goes for the pin, but of course Lars kicks out.
Did they call it that?
Yes.
They didn't say Kurt Angle. They said Olympic Slam.
Olympic Slam. That's Kurt Angle. Yeah. Oh. That's like saying, the Stone Cold Stunner. Well, whose move is that? It's Stone Cold.
Stone Cold.
So after this, Lars takes over. He hits Strong with a pop-up power slam, which that's better than Strowman. Strowman's just a regular power slam. He pops you up. It's actually pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
And then he hits Strong with the freak accident, which is, you know, it's the super rock bottom. Come on.
Yeah. But it looked amazing. It looked amazing when he did it. Oh my
God. Lars gets the win, and he advances to the Fatal 4-Way.
I thought the pop-up power slam probably should have been his finisher.
They're both really good.
I love the thing he does. The rock bottom thing.
Yeah, they're both really good.
Because if he has a smaller wrestler than him, he really gets him up.
Yeah,
and true. Then fucking slams him down. True. It's really cool.
You can do back-to-back. It's fine.
Roddy did really well. I mean, this was a pretty good match.
No, again, Roderick Strong is just like Jason Jordan in a sense. They both have really good matches, but their characters suck.
Right.
And they just have, I guess this is it for him. He'll just debut it in WWE at some point and never win anything.
Right.
Roddy Strong.
Well, but every time every time they play the package, he's like, I will not quit till I'm the NXT champion. But he's had like 10 shots.
You're right. Why are they still playing
one
that?
More chance,
yeah. You're right about that. They have to give it to him at some point.
Because like this happened with Bayley. Bayley was on NXT for like 4 years before she won. The title, yeah. So maybe he'll win it at some downtime where they don't have anyone. But
no, I can see.
But like, if you have Almas, right now. Then, like, you could say maybe Aleister Black, and then after that, you got Adam Cole. But maybe after all that, Roderick Strong. I don't like, you know what I mean. But that's a while.
I can see Adam Cole getting it in two people from now, and then Strong beating Cole.
Yeah.
And maybe Cole just takes it right back from Strong, so he got his little title spot.
Right, yeah. That's what happened with Bayley. She won and then lost it to Asuka.
Well, what about this? If we're to think that NXT can be its own brand one day and not be a feeder system to the WWE,
okay.
Wouldn't Roddy Strong like personify what is NXT? And he could be... I wouldn't see Roddy Strong as a main event guy or someone on the main roster.
Yeah.
But I think NXT is probably the perfect place for him.
I know what you're saying. I get what you're saying, yeah.
Well, again, people that watched him on the indie said he was a really good heel. So I was like, that's why I was so
I haven't
hoping
seen
that. That's why I was hoping he would join the Undisputed Era, you know what I mean? Like, turn him...
So such close. A missed opportunity
yes.
there.
So close.
Why tease it? And it's like, hey, this is pretty cool.
No, because once they kept teasing it, you're like, well, now it's not going to happen because they're just teasing it too much.
I still thought
look at this camera footage of in the parking lot.
How do you not have a swerve at War Games?
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to let them win. Like, let it swerve. Let a swerve win.
But they've tried that a few times. It hasn't worked. Remember, they tried it twice with Ty Dillinger.
Sanity.
The first time was Sanity. The second time was Bobby Roode, but Bobby Roode screwed him.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, they have tried to do this with the good guys, and for some reason
their hearts are pure.
At NXT, they are.
like Roderick Strong, like the first time you see that, like Adam Cole hands him a shirt, and he's like, hey, man, here's a shirt. And Roderick Strong's like, no, I will not accept your T-shirt. Like, that's how pure his heart is. He won't even accept a T-shirt.
It's so pure.
No gifts.
Yeah.
A man after my own heart.
Right. He should, like, turn heel by shooting someone and he'd be like, yeah, just like my mom.
There you go. Reading the paper one day. She had a good idea.
I gotta go.
So anyways, next up we have another episode of Street Talk where the Street Profits give some street knowledge, and they talk to one fan again, and it's awful. I don't even remember what was said.
They talk to one fan, or they get one word from one fan?
Yeah, well, I don't even remember what was said.
They ask the fan, who's going to be the most hypest tag team in 2018 or whatever?
No, that was the last one.
I think it was this one, too. They don't switch it up much.
But Angelo Dawkins really struggled on the mic in this segment. He was just, like, really confused as to what he was supposed to... It was awful.
Plus, he looks at the camera weird.
Yeah. Well, no, he kept glancing off, like, this is, we're going to give some street knowledge, and here we go. Like, it's so bad. So fucking cringeworthy in the worst way.
And they've got so many things at work. It's surprising that you'd see something like this there.
Right.
For an hour show with so many cool things, why is this even on TV?
Wasn't even an hour. It was an hour and
It was longer,
minutes,
but still. It's usually an hour. Just because they wanted that last match to be awesome and take forever, and it was a pretty good match.
Yes.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's so many other people that, I mean, I'd rather see the Australian chicks. More with them.
Well, of course.
Less of Angelo and the other guy, Montez Ford.
Yeah.
Right. They're pretty good in the ring.
Montez Ford is really good athlete, but
right.
And then he does that stupid shit. You know. Yeah. And then they ruin it. You know. So.
Those are one of the guys where you want to just rein it in just a little bit. Like they can be pretty good.
Uh-huh.
But they're fucking insane.
Yeah. And that's their gimmick, is that they're insane.
Just bring it in a little bit.
They should join.
And I can get behind you.
They should join Sanity to get some of their sanity back.
Yes.
Book it up. Joe likes stables. He'll love that one.
Fuck, throw him in.
Throw him in. So anyways, I'm pretty sure Sanity is neo-Nazis. I don't know if that's going to work.
You know what?
No.
So anyways,
that's
next
racist.
Up, we have the main event. Tyler Bate versus Pete Dunne for the UK Championship. Now, before the match starts, Christy St. Cloud, she's still around, interviews Tyler Bate backstage. And, you know, he reminds everyone that he beat Pete Dunne in January to become the first UK champion when it was the tournament. Mm-hmm. But then Dunne beat him at TakeOver Chicago. I think that was May. And now tonight they're having the rubber match or whatever. Or I think they've already had a rubber match.
It was a tag team match.
Yeah, but I think they fought again after Chicago and Pete Dunne won again. So this is like Tyler Bate's second chance to win his title back. But this has basically been the whole UK championship.
Has been
from
these two
January
guys.
To December has been these two guys.
It's been two guys. I noticed that too.
Like Gargano fought for the title, but
there makes no sense.
There was no feud there.
No.
The only feud has been between these two guys, which tells you they should expand it to the rest of the roster.
Right.
And just let him feud with other people.
And I think Pete Dunne is cool, but like, are his mic skills any good?
We've never really heard
like
him.
Like bruiserweight? That's probably just because he's a cruiserweight.
Right.
And they want to make him seem tough. Right. But these guys are not big.
No.
They're really small.
I mean, I like Dunn's gimmick, you know. I like how title.
I knew it. I knew he loved the finger manipulation.
No. Hold on.
I knew he loved it.
Let's get there because he actually did it right this time.
He did parts of it right.
Yes. So there were a lot of great spots in this match, which isn't surprising with these guys. You know, we've seen them fight multiple times.
It's
always been great.
Yeah.
Now it is interesting too because it's like kind of. It's like half indie and half WWE where like sometimes they will sell a move so amazingly that it's like, holy shit, how did he do that? And then sometimes he'll like a big move will hit and they'll pop right back up.
Yeah.
So it's kind of inconsistent there, but it is still very entertaining.
They're working on it, Andrew. That's why the match wasn't 6 hours long.
Right, sure. So anyways, Dunne, that's the thing. Yeah, if they had a lot of time, that you know, but I guess, I don't know. That's just what they do. So Dunne suplexed Bate off the steel steps. That was a really cool spot.
Right.
I'm not sure if I've seen that. If I have, not many times.
Right.
And like I said, I usually hate Dunne's finger manipulation.
But
thing.
You love the I got your nose? Is that what it was?
No. No, but he ended up curb stomping like Bate's finger. And like he acted as if, it's fucking broken, which has been my thing all along. Like if you can bend his finger, you can break it.
Right.
If you have control of his finger, you can just break his finger. That's what he finally did this time.
I'll give you that. It did look like, looked like he dislocated that motherfucker too.
Yeah.
It did look painful.
When he sold it, he was like, ah, you know? Yeah, like,
right.
So.
But the whole first, I mean, look, this match went 12 minutes over or whatever, right? Maybe. The whole first 12 minutes probably was the fucking stupid finger manipulation. If they could just edit
out. The first 5 minutes.
I don't know about that.
The first 5 minutes. Not just that. The first 5 minutes was like they did the finger manipulation for the first couple. Then they did the thing where it's like, Pete Dunne's head is in his Tyler Bates' crotch,
right.
And they're like doing this, and it's just weird. Yeah. That right. stuff's weird. I don't understand that.
I understand the
start slow so that when it picks up, it gets really exciting. But yeah. Not in that sense.
I will say every match the two have wrestled between each other have been very good.
Yes,
but it's always the starts. Which suck ass.
Yeah.
Like, if they could just edit out the 5 to 10 minutes.
United Kingdom Wrestling? I don't know.
I guess British fans tell us. Is that something that's very popular over there? Was the British Bulldog like that? I don't know.
No.
I doubt it.
He was not.
I mean, I don't think that's... Yeah.
Okay. No. So, Dunn also kicked Bate in the head and busted his ear open for real.
Right.
So he had his ear bleeding the whole match.
Well, did you see Dunn try to do Bop and Bing?
Yes.
On the edge. I thought that was pretty good.
That's one of Tyler Bates' best things.
Look, these two fucking guys, they can wrestle, and I would love to see him wrestle fucking a lot more.
Yeah.
They're great.
Uh-huh.
They're clearly the top of the United Kingdom.
They're the only guys, really. The only.
Because whenever they show the other guys, Trent Seven sucks.
Right.
You know, Wolfgang
Birch.
Puck or whatever was what shitty.
What is Wolfgang?
Wolfgang,
yeah.
But there's a whole tournament of them. Why have we only seen like 3 of them?
Well, I didn't watch the tournament, so.
I'm just saying, there were a shit ton of guys.
Yeah.
Where's the rest of them?
Well, just like the women's tournament, you know, they only kept like 2 of them, right?
Right. We haven't seen Victoria Gonzalez in forever.
Oh, come on.
I mean, where's she
been? We've only seen Kairi Sane, and then now Shayna Baszler's getting called up. You know, not called up, but, you know, she's getting promoted from the tournament because she's Ronda Rousey's best friend.
Right.
But, yeah, so.
Whatever.
But, you know, there were a lot of close calls. You know, both men kicked out of each other's finishers. In the end, Bates superplexed Dunn off the top rope, but Dunn landed on his feet. That was fucking awesome. And then Dunn hits the bitter end one more time to pin Tyler Bate to retain his UK championship. Yeah. And that's the other thing. Like, his finisher is really fucking cool.
Right.
You know, I really, really like Dunn's finisher.
Yeah.
So
I mean, these guys, they can wrestle. They're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like them. But still, I don't understand why it was the main event.
It was better than the tag team match.
And they did it for a long time. It was probably like, what, a 40-minute match? 30-minute match?
30, yeah, probably.
Yeah, it was pretty long. Yeah,
the show went an hour 12.
Yeah.
And Ronaldo was like, we will stay with it, do with it. Yeah, it's because it's on the network. You don't have to go anywhere.
Thanks. Shit. You're going to go to the table for 3 after this?
Right, yeah. Which is why, like, the NXT, when they, you know, NXT last week aired on USA Network, and they cut out, like, so much stuff
right.
that I had to go watch back. I had to go back on the network and watch the stuff I missed. So, yeah.
Well, I was wondering if maybe this was their idea of a trial run for, you know, what could be something that could be on network TV eventually. Like Raw. Raw always goes over. SmackDown, yeah, you know, has a hard time. Maybe they're trying to
You got to get to Chrisley.
Hard time. Hard time.
Hard out
hard
for
out.
Chrisley because he's got a hard on. So anyways, that's the show. So let's give some quick awards. Who was your worst dressed?
Worst dressed is probably Killian Dane.
Killian Dane.
Yeah, that's
yeah. I mean, either Killian or Andrew's favorite Lars.
Yeah, but I think Killian Dane wins.
Yeah,
because his nipples. Oh, those nips.
There are some interesting nipples.
So
on,
delicious,
on
but
WWE.
Weird that I would. Hey,
yeah.
No, you're right. Yeah, we got that one. Sweep it.
Best dressed. Now, there weren't any women on the show this week. Unless you count the reporters, but I'm not giving it to Chris. Well, there was Nikki Cross, I guess, but she's just dressed
like a homeless
person. You
know you love
person.
Daria. No, she's not Daria anymore. She was Daria the first time.
Oh,
she's
Sonya Deville?
Yes.
No, but she wasn't, you know, she was just whatever.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna go with Pete Dunne. I honestly love his belt. I love that belt, too. The UK Championship? United Kingdom Championship.
Well, it's a belt. It doesn't have a big W all over
it. No,
like all the other
WWE huge.
Belts.
I love the way he puts it in. I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Pete Dunne. There you go. Bam.
Okay.
I'm going to take Sabatelli.
I got Sabatelli.
Shit.
In the white suit.
Bones. Shit.
You don't even take Sabatelli. I thought you were his biggest
fan. I know.
He looked awesome.
Yeah.
He looked like Triple H when he first came out the door. Did you go like he had the tight button down, right?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, is Triple H? Because I was watching on my phone, like, this big.
Well, that's the thing. Like, well, Triple H is in. That's a good point. Like, he looks like he would be, like, a Triple H guy.
Yeah.
Like, Triple H would love him. Like he looks like if Evolution was today, he'd be in Evolution.
Yeah.
He looks just like Randy Orton when Randy Orton was in Evolution, right, you right. know? Like, yeah. just well-dressed, got the, you know, the hair and everything.
And he's actually, it's Moss. Look. Moss is the one that I like.
Moss?
I love that. Like, long hair, beautiful dreads.
Wrong.
I don't know about that. Next. Worst moment? Street Profits. I mean, it was really the only bad thing.
Either that or...
It was really the only bad thing. You know, the three matches were really good.
Yeah, they were.
Three
matches were pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Sweep it.
All right. Best moment?
Now, this is going to sound... Okay, I got to go with the United Kingdom Championship. That was the best moment.
What moment?
Yeah, the match.
I was going to say the buddy, the guy, because that made
no,
me...
No, no.
That made me laugh.
Oh, I'm sorry. There were two bad moments on the show.
I legit laughed when I heard that.
Well, and then
some big South Park
guy. Dozovich scares them away by growling. Rah! And they go, oh, Jesus.
It is frightening because you think he might be taking a dump.
Maybe.
Not near my car. Jesus. I just had it washed. But no, the UK Championship... United Kingdom Championship.
Same
Jesus
thing. You can say UK
Christ.
Championship.
Well, no, wasn't there another one? Oh, no, it was a
you
European.
You used to call it the European Championship for so long, despite you not being a fan when there was the European Championship, which just makes it all that more confusing.
Right.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I went with that match.
Yeah, that was good.
Really? Over Undisputed, one of the titles?
Yeah.
For your best moment? Why?
Me personally, I'm still kind of lukewarm on the Undisputed era. I'm not really sold on them.
No, I think they're pretty awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think they're
You great. Like the Adam Cole, baby?
Baby, yeah, it's great. Okay. That's so pro-wrestling of him.
Sure. It's very Chris Jericho.
So what was your moment then?
I mean, just the whole match.
Okay.
Because we don't have a best match.
Yeah, that's
I
true.
I mean, fine, the suplex off the steel steps.
Done. There you go.
I was a big fan of the bop and bang. And
they had
then,
so many great moves in their fucking match.
It was good. And they've put on good matches when they wrestle. It's just I wish they would cut out the, I got your nose.
Yeah.
I got your nose, motherfucker.
And then he does this one day. He's like, it's right here. And Tyler Bates like, no, give it back.
Oh, shit. My nose. It's fucking gone. Oh.
I did bring a game with us.
Yeah?
So like kind of like for trivia.
Uh-huh.
So whatever we, I don't know if you do a lot of news and rumors on NXT.
We've got literally tons.
Oh, go then start.
I'm gonna things think we talk about.
Okay, oh, well, it really is have? Going to go get something. I gotta get a paper and pen. All right. So Kalisto, I guess, was assaulted at a 205 live
event.
Did
you
event.
See this?
He was what?
Did
assaulted.
You see what happened?
No, what happened?
Go ahead.
Someone threw a big ass full water bottle at his face and it busted him open.
It was on Instagram.
Yeah, poor Kalisto.
That's
was on a tape like
that was on 205 Live.
It was on live?
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if it was like one of their touring shows or whatever.
Wait, Kalisto.
Kalisto.
He's a little more than 205.
Kalisto?
Well,
I was saying Kalisto.
Oh, I was thinking Sin Cara. Sorry, I was thinking.
I think Kalisto might not make.
Wait,
the...
Kalisto got hit with the water bottle or Sin Cara?
Kalisto.
Oh, I thought I saw Sin Cara. I'm sorry.
No, it was Kalisto.
No, Kalisto might. If there's a minimum for the cruiserweights, I'm not sure if Kalisto makes it.
Yeah. So. He needs to bulk up, lady. Yeah, so come on, guys. Stop fucking with the luchadors. I mean, Jesus.
Fucking with the luchadors.
I mean, really, how mad do you have to be at 205 Live to chuck a full water bottle at somebody?
Yeah.
That's awful. If you're going to do it to anybody, chuck one at Enzo. Enzo's an asshole. A literal penis.
You think they meant to throw it at Kalisto? Like, was it in the front row?
Yeah.
I saw it come in.
It was very obvious. And it was a hard throw.
Yeah.
And Kalisto sold it. I mean, he's wearing the mask.
He sold it.
His dog. He did. He went, oh.
It was a full water bottle. Of course he sold it.
I mean, his wife apparently said online that he actually got hurt, but if he's wearing
he
a mask.
Yeah, he got stitches. He had to get stitches
from
for
a
it.
Water
did he really?
Bottle?
Yeah, they said it busted him open.
Oh, wow. God.
Yeah, so of course.
God.
It was dead. It must have been like a glass Fiji water bottle.
Maybe, yeah.
just exploded on.
Yeah, so it looks
no,
like
but that's not, obviously that's not cool. That's
no, not cool. We
had that happen at when we used to do Doomsday Wrestling in Houston. One of the referees, someone threw a beer bottle at him, and it was a glass bottle.
Right.
So yeah, that guy was.
We gotta stop the show and like get real, real.
Oh jeez.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kayfabe.
Uh huh.
Cody Rhodes, I guess, was asked on Twitter about coming back to the WWE.
And
he said, "Quote: I had a great run, met my wife, made Mania Walk a bunch of times, got the chance to see Dad's Last Elbow, won a bunch of titles, made millions without a college education. Hashtag humble brag. Millions. I added that in. But I'm happy where I'm at. I'm happy where I'm at and where this is going. 2018 will be the most important year of my career, even though he lost the Ring of Honor belt, right?
Who did he lose it to?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Scrubby McScrubberson.
Oh. Yeah, someone I've never heard of. I was like, oh, that's smart. Take the title off the one guy everyone knows on your show.
Right.
Well, they can't keep it forever, I guess.
He'll probably win it back.
So,
although you saw the picture, he kind of like he dyed his hair blondish. Mm-hmm. And he looks like he's all depressed. Like, so now he's broken? Broken Cody? What the fuck?
Yeah, no. I don't think it's...
Broken Cody. He's going to go back to Stardust.
That would be funny.
So do we ever see Cody Rhodes in the WWE?
He's still young.
Yes.
Okay.
He's still young.
I don't know. But he's young enough.
Early 30s,
yeah.
Okay. I mean, he was in WWE maybe like 10 years.
But do you ever think he comes back as like non-Stardust? Or would they force him to come back?
I don't think he would come back. Right. I don't think he'd agree to come back. Well, I'm not coming back as fucking Stardust.
I don't think they'd want him to come back as Stardust.
I only knew him as Stardust. So
yeah, no. He was in other factions and stuff before he was Stardust. Matter of fact, I really liked the what was that faction with Orton and
Legacy.
Legacy. He was good in Legacy with DiBiase.
32.
Yeah. So Rey Mysterio seems like he is open to coming back to the WWE.
Why wouldn't he be?
It's like every 6 months there's
I'm not locked into any company. I'm an independent contractor, as we say. Mysterio said in an interview with ESPN, I could go work wherever I want. That's a beautiful thing about being on this side of the fence. You don't have to have a commitment with one company. So if the WWE brought him back, would it just be as a gimmick for 205 Live?
Probably.
Mm.
Yeah.
But again, what they let him go. Why would they want him back now? He didn't become some independent superstar. He's Rey Mysterio. I don't know. I'm good. Thank you.
But I don't know. Like whenever I watched wrestling back in the day, I loved watching Rey Mysterio, you know, defeat the big guys. I thought it was fucking cool as shit.
My favorite memory of Rey Mysterio is when they unmasked him in WCW and Kevin Nash kept laughing about how young he looked. He's laughing. He's a little boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about Rey Mysterio is when he like beat Kane 20 times in a row.
See, he could come back to NK.
My favorite thing about Rey Mysterio
I hated that.
Was when he beat Big Show at WrestleMania for the title.
Was that who he beat? It was like a triple threat match, I think. Yeah.
So someone posted this on Reddit. I thought it was pretty funny, and it got me thinking about the Royal Rumble. And you know how last year it was Cass that came out number one.
Yeah.
And it was Enzo who was introducing him.
Right.
So
they can walk all the way down.
Right. So the guy posted on Reddit was, shouldn't Aiden English and Elias Sampson be one and two so they could have a concert on their way down to the ring?
I mean, I think it'd be cool if Aiden English, if Rusev was number one, he introduced Rusev.
Welcome to Rusev Day at the Royal Rumble or whatever.
That'd be fine, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure that Elias really deserves a spot in the Rumble.
Really? You're off the Elias bandwagon?
He'll get a spot, although there's a lot of guys.
Interesting. Well, this is another thing. Yeah. So last year we had Dillinger. I like Elias, me personally. I think
not
he's pretty
on the main roster now. He doesn't do anything.
Well, I don't think that's... Yeah, look, when he's given a chance, he can do good stuff.
All right.
He's not given a chance.
What's your next one?
Anyways.
So he sucks.
So last year we had Ty Dillinger that was in the Rumble.
Yeah.
What NXT star do you think is going to be in the Rumble this year?
That's a good question.
I mean, Roddy Strong, I think, would be the easy answer.
That's the easy answer for sure.
But I don't think Roddy Strong deserves to be on the main roster.
No.
I don't know. Maybe Gargano.
Interesting.
Maybe Ciampa.
Mm.
I've got to think that Ciampa eventually fucks
no,
over.
No, I think Gargano's a good guess, especially when I... Yeah.
Gargano would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I hate that fucking theme music. Like, if he came out with the DIY theme music...
His theme music sucks.
Yeah.
He should have Roman Reigns and kept his old theme music.
That's what the feud. That's what the feud could have been over. We're split up. Stop using the fucking
but
theme.
But at least there was backstory. Like, you know what I mean? Like with the DIY shirt, he, you know, right. Like Zelina Vega throws in the DIY shirt. He's like, what? Oh, the memories.
Maybe Pete Dunne.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, I'm sure Ty Dillinger will be back for number 10 again, right? And then he'll go back
every
to
year.
That's
then he'll go back
thing.
To not being on SmackDown.
You know what? That is something I'm looking forward to is number 10 because
it's the last.
It
time
has to be his thing.
When's
is
the last
number
time
10?
He's had a match on SmackDown?
Right.
He was
he's
on
been
like
gone.
He was on like a month ago on Fashion Files. Like right. He was on Fashion Files and it was like, oh, we haven't seen you in a month or
he did
two.
He did a Sonic commercial once, so, right?
That doesn't count. He hasn't been
this
on.
This Coney dog
so sad.
Is a
because he's good and we like him and they won't let
and
him.
And that's what we said would happen. Right. We said he'd be like the Dolph Ziggler and then he'd be nowhere. He'd be
hey,
no, you know
well,
what I mean?
Dolph Ziggler's gone.
Yeah, you could be take Dolph Ziggler's place and lose every match until you retire.
So this is the last thing. It's just a rando website, but it's called GiveMeSport.com. They kind of listed the top 10 matches of 2017.
Okay.
One, I thought was good was Cena versus Styles. That was great. But number two.
That was number one?
That was number one.
You went the
Cena
you
versus
started
Styles.
The wrong way.
Well, no, I just wanted
you're
to.
You're supposed
talk,
to go 10 to
right,
one.
So
okay.
I didn't want to list all
finish.
Of them. I didn't want to list all. I
finish.
Just wanted to say number two and get y'all's reaction. Number two was Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns versus Samoa Joe versus Braun Strowman, the Fatal Four Way. That's what
at
they
SummerSlam?
Said was number two.
That was SummerSlam.
Yeah,
that was a good match.
That was.
You think
match.
That's top 10 worthy best
yes,
match?
10, sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I also I'd put
top
KO.
Five?
I'd put KO and Roman in that Royal Rumble match as well, man.
That was good
with
the Chris
Jericho.
Jericho
in the cage. Mm-hmm. I love that match.
We've got to do that. Maybe like for the end of year podcast, like rate our top 10 matches. I think we got to do that.
Yeah,
I have to look them all up, but yeah,
I know, right?
There's been some.
Sounds like a lot
there's
of work.
Been some really good ones. I think like maybe a top five for sure. There's been some good ones. All I right. think you could
I'd
spout
put
off pretty easily.
The takeover Chicago of Pete Dunne and Tyler
right?
Bate in there.
That one plus yeah. the Gargano or DIY versus Authors of Pain. That was great.
Was that this year?
Yeah, that
versus
was Chicago.
The Revival.
Mm-hmm.
If yeah, that was this calendar year, that was the best match I've ever seen.
Yes,
still.
It was. Yeah, that was May. Yeah, that yeah. was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, that was great.
Best match.
Okay. Well, that's all I got unless Joe or Andrew has anything.
I just got fan questions.
Well, you want to do this trivia game real quick?
Okay. Oh, good. We're all bringing something to the podcast.
How
Joe's involved. I like that. Go, Joe.
How well are you with like NXT trivia, like history?
I think I'm. Because
I don't think Andrew's great at it because he didn't watch it back then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, neither did he.
Yeah. All right. So let's see what happens.
At the same time.
All right. You can only guess once, though. So if I ask you a question, who is the first ever NXT champion?
Seth Rollins.
If you guess that on something wrong,
that's
don't
one.
Guess again.
I
no, I'm
one.
Not including that. All right, you ready?
Is it just first to shout it out?
First to shout it out. Here we go.
All right.
First question is, who did Seth Rollins beat to become NXT champion?
Jinder Mahal.
Bo Dallas.
That was a good guess, though. It was Jinder Mahal.
Shit.
He
really?
Beat the Maharaja.
He beat the modern day Maharaja with the Singh brothers.
Before he was modern day Aura Raja.
All right. Name either wrestler who's had the most title reigns in NXT history.
Of any title?
No. Sorry. Who has held the NXT championship the most reigns?
Samoa Joe. Ooh, that's a tie.
That's a tie.
Who's
and had, Nakamura.
Who's had the longest reign?
Finn Balor. Oh!
If you can get it within 10 days, I'll give you a bonus point. You go first.
Oh, how many days?
267.
Andrew?
250.
292.
Ooh,
who had the shortest reign? 14 days.
Sami Zayn.
That is incorrect.
What? It's your guess. Hurry up.
I
thought it was Sami Zayn.
Come on.
Oh,
Bailey.
No, this is
Bailey.
Stupid.
No, shit.
NXT champions. Talking
oh,
about.
Yeah, NXT
I got
champions.
It. I got it. I got it.
Hold on. Do you have a guess? Because you already went.
I have a guess.
Throw out somebody out. It doesn't
Shinsuke.
Hurt. No.
Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
Shouldn't right. Shinsuke lose quickly?
No, because Samoa Joe
remember
then
Samoa
dropped
Joe won
it
the second time and then
2 weeks later.
It 2 weeks later. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. Who's the oldest NXT champion of all time?
Bobby Roode.
Yes.
Damn, that is good. Yeah.
Who's the youngest NXT champion of all time?
Oh, Big E?
No.
Oh, it's Rollins. Oh, I can't say it.
Don't say again.
Sami Zayn.
gave you the answer, you dummy.
Bo what? Dallas.
Oh.
Oh.
Who is the heaviest champion of all time?
Kevin Owens.
Big E?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, I wonder what the...
Who is the lightest weighted champion of all time?
Finn Balor.
Finn Balor, yeah.
Oh.
All right, it's 3-2. Let me
Who's
see
that?
If I can
I got
get...
three, right?
Huh?
I got three?
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, let's okay. do...
I like this game. It's a good game.
Me too. I'm winning.
But it's all about the baby faces chasing the heels. So I'm coming up. I'm okay. coming up.
All right. These are two questions. All right. So as long as you get one of them, you win. But it's good. Like in the same
Perfect.
Thing. All right. Who did Neville beat to become NXT champion?
What else?
Cody Rhodes.
Oh, no.
Cody Rhodes.
Stardust. And just so you can beat him by four.
No. What did you meant to say?
I meant to say the fucking commentary guy's name.
Corey Graves?
Corey Graves.
Oh, no,
Graves.
He never won anything.
Oh, fuck.
Well, he could have. Yeah, he didn't win.
Cody Rhodes!
And what?
Damn it.
What type of match was it?
Oh, I don't know.
Ladder match.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Oh!
He still won.
He still won. Shut up.
Shut up, you fucking idiot.
Cody Rhodes.
Anyway.
That's like you just trying to blurt out any answer to try to win.
The Goldust!
This was fun for me because...
Bruce Sammartino!
Like, I didn't know...
Hulk Hogan!
So, like, who did Seth Rollins beat in the first round of the inaugural
Undertaker.
Tournament? It was The Undertaker.
That's Josh's strategy.
Yeah.
In the first round?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Drew McIntyre.
Oh, okay.
Shit.
And Richie Steamboat? Is that Ricky Steamboat's son?
Yeah.
He was in the first ever tournament?
Yeah, interesting.
And where did he go?
I don't know. He died.
What? Like,
he
I
died?
Want to see Richie
you
Steamboat.
Know, Eddie
he looks just like him.
Eddie Guerrero's daughter was in NXT when it started.
He's retired.
Did you hear that?
Whose?
Eddie Guerrero's daughter was in NXT when it started.
Where did she go?
It didn't work out.
Oh, shit. Richie Steamboat dead.
Is he?
Yeah, that's
no.
what it says.
What?
No. Did I just seriously?
No. No, hold on. Richie Steamboat. Yeah, if you type it in, the second thing comes up is dead.
Well, that's probably a reason why... He's not around anymore. No, it doesn't say he's dead on Wikipedia.
Where does it say dead? It says retired.
What? No. No, look.
That's
hold
not
on.
What dead means.
Richie Steamboat.
Where? You just typed that.
You're such an idiot. All right. Anyway.
Are you kidding me?
Just disignore.
Oh, shit. I'm
if you
bombs.
Type any celebrity's name, dead will come up too. Because
all right. Anyway. That's
I'm
it.
Having
that's
problems.
It for.
Oh,
I'm
dude. He looks
problems.
Just like his dad.
He does. That's what yeah. I said. Yeah. That's pretty cool. I never got to see him wrestle.
No,
he must have sucked. That's a fact.
Yeah. All right. That was fun, especially because I won.
Fan questions.
God.
I was so close to winning, though.
So close.
Honestly, yeah. within
Cody
four?
Rhodes.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
Cody Rhodes.
Wasn't sure if it was going to be that.
Corey Graves, because I know they had a match when they split, and that was, I don't know.
All right. This first question is from Narenda Bond. Which Star Wars characters are similar in gimmick to the WWE? For example, Lando could be someone who switches from face to heel and back to face.
Asuka.
So obviously that's Big Show. Big Show is Lando. Who would that's be Darth one. Vader? Someone who's been a heel for so long and then eventually does the right thing.
The Undertaker?
That's tough. No. Maybe huh? like, I don't know.
What about Kane? Kane debuted
what?
As
a
heel.
This let's see,
burning people.
Who's Luke?
Darth
Skywalker?
Vader is yeah. Vince McMahon.
Okay.
Kylo Ren is like a little bitch version of.
Oh, Kylo Ren is like Jason Jordan.
Jason Jordan, perfect.
Because
Ray and Bailey probably.
That's true. Yeah. who's no? Here's a good one. Who is what's his name?
Luke Skywalker?
No, not Luke Skywalker. Han Solo. Who would be the Han Solo who's just always awesome?
Finn Balor.
But a good guy. No, not Finn Balor.
No?
No.
He's also got the leather jacket.
Anyway.
The Rock. The Rock is Han Solo. Yeah, that works.
Sure.
All right, Sean Rubino, do you think NXT should stay network exclusive or go on USA Network?
Well, it has to be network exclusive to keep people interested.
I'd like
in
it to go on
network.
USA so I can record it and watch it easier.
But then I think it significantly changes because then you're fighting for ratings and then you have to do what Raw and SmackDown do, which is you know, burn these fucking awesome matches on television. Right. That's what NXT would have to do.
Yeah, maybe.
I think the what was this person's name?
Sean.
Sean, I'm going to give you a Little Caesars upgrade. Wow. I haven't done it in a long time.
It's been a long time.
This is the
man.
First time, Sean. You're that getting a Little Caesars upgrade.
Sean,
the
wow,
real
lucky
question
you.
Is, should NXT go to 2 hours on the network? I say yes. NXT, 2 hours?
Again, though, you have to change the show.
No!
Up.
No, it's a great hour.
Yeah.
Why change that? Hour and a half sometimes, like this last time? Great.
Or why not just live instead of taped? Why not just
they can't. Because they can't. Logistically, it doesn't work right now. Why don't you just add another show? Raw, SmackDown, Fuckdown. I don't know. Like, just add, keep adding shows then. No.
Eventually they will. That's why they're doing all this other stuff, Joe.
What about
Facebook Live, 205 Live.
Yeah, fuck those shows. I'm not going to watch
them. All right, Push Fire Barry phrases for new shirts.
Okay.
This is Alex Romero. It's waning. Is that a Josh thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to say it, Josh.
Is that Mr. Weagle?
Say it.
It's waning.
Mr. Weagle should be one.
Yeah. Mr. Weagle. Or however you would spell that. Every kick begins with K.
Yeah.
And then Josh trying to say Freebird.
Yeah.
Say Freebird. Say Freebird rules.
Freebird. Jesus Christ. Say it in the microphone.
Freebird.
Freeboy.
You really can't.
Freeboy.
No, he
no, we did it like 10 times last
week. I was
week.
Here for that. No, I was here the one time. No, say.
No, last week.
Hey, if I said you can have these for.
What?
You can have these headphones, no charge for. Why are you putting a W
free?
In there?
He just has a little like list.
Well,
that's
if you
all.
Could say free, I'll give them to you right now.
No, I'm not saying it anymore. People can make fun of me enough.
So probably Push.
No, you know what's the best? Hey, say the fabulous Freebirds really fast.
Oh god,
do it,
that's
real
gonna
quick.
Be
come on, come on, come on, in the mic. Come on.
The fabulous Freebirds.
Freebuds?
What do you like, the Sylvester cat? Like, Tweety Bird.
Yeah, more
so push that.
More rapey.
Push what's happening right here.
Yeah.
And then we'll kill every kick brings with K and bury it's waning.
This is a good point, Joe. What's your favorite, what is your favorite Christmas cookie?
Russian tea cookie.
I don't know what that is.
Snickerdoodle.
I like those, like those, the ones that are like the Christmas trees with the green glitter on them and
those
stuff.
Those are very
those
good.
Are good stuff.
I think it's a Russian tea.
Dad
cake.
Made his chocolate chip cookies, and they were like the best ever. Even though every time we say that, there was a whole tin of them. I just had one.
Okay, and also, do you think Eric Young could be more than a jobber on the main roster? I think he could be like Bray Wyatt. Oh, so yeah, jobber. pop culture junkie, with all the celebs getting accused of sexual misconduct, if Vince McMahon were to have any accusations come up, what kind of damage would this do to WWE as a whole? Would they be
zero.
Able to stay in business? Yeah, he'd just probably have to resign.
or start his own company?
It seems like he might, because this XFL shit keeps getting hotter by the day. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, but didn't McMahon do the thing where, like, it's a public company, but he can never own less than 51% of the shares?
Yeah, but
I think he did those.
He did just sell 3.3 million of his shares.
But someone
he
said,
did?
Yeah.
He still owns majority.
Yeah, I think that would have made news if he gave up majority.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
What was that word, Andrew?
Majority. Mm. No, being around you, you fucked me up.
Majority.
Someone had a great idea, which that if they do XFL again, to really get good players, because, you know, that was the problem. The XFL had shitty players.
Yeah.
Like NFL rejects, they should get players 1 or 2 years out of college, like a year before the NFL lets you come. So that players can leave college early and get paid.
Or
you go to the XFL, then you have these. Then they have these people that you know you've been waiting to go to the NFL, but it's like, oh well, shit, you can see him in the XFL right now.
Or another
that's a great
thing,
idea.
It's a great idea.
Like LeVar Ball's going to do, that's which I think I'm interested in LeVar Ball's league. But you sign high school students right out of high school
I'm
instead
not
of college.
In LeVar Ball.
No. I'm just saying, doing it that way.
Yeah, I got you.
Wait! You're not interested in LeVar Ball's league?
No.
Why? He's annoying. Really?
He's annoying as shit.
He's a Vince McMahon.
I'm not letting him be successful because he thinks he can just own stuff. I'm just going to do it. It's going to be great.
I'm just saying it's an interesting idea.
Who even buys that big baller brand shit?
Apparently people do. He's got fucking tons of money.
It's failed miserably.
Just, you know.
I'm just saying, I'm interested in the league, not him as a person. I think it's a good idea.
What is he doing? The 3-on-3?
No, he's having a real legit league.
Didn't Ice Cube start that? What happened to the 3-versus-3 league?
That's still going on.
It started?
The season ended last year.
It was a TV show.
Akeem Olajuwon?
He wasn't in it.
I think Steven Jackson's team won.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, Steven Jackson, Rashard Lewis plays.
Oh, so they do.
I think Baron Davis plays in the league.
All right.
Well, Iverson played, and then there was a big thing.
Zacho, how much Patreon money do you need so that Josh can be on the NXT podcast full time? Wow.
Usually we get the questions about how much change you have in your pocket.
It would have to be enough to move Josh back to Houston, but then also enough so that like the rest of us get a good amount of money.
I'm going to try to come back more often.
Just for the podcast, just for you fans. Ron Johnson.
Because I love you fans.
Again, I told you, if you drive to my house, I'll drive you here. Ron Johnson, if Vince brings back the XFL, what might some of the new team names be?
The Oilers. Definitely got to have an Oilers.
Oilers.
The Rock Bottoms, the Stone Colds.
You might as well.
Yeah.
Name them after wrestlers.
Right.
The Dead Man would be great. You know
what? He owns all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, what was the... The New York team was the Hitmen. The New York Hitmen.
I wonder why it failed. Oh, hold on.
I remember I got a Hitmen shirt. Or a hat. I had a hat.
Y'all guys are going to laugh. So this week in the paper, I wrote as a column, you know, about the XFL coming back. And one of the quotes, one of the things I wrote in the story was Vince McMahon, Vince McMahon listens to nobody, not even God. He actually beat God in a wrestling match.
Yeah, he did. Him and Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels and God.
Right.
I thought Shawn Michaels won. He lost.
Not that one.
So not the God one. So how did that match work? Because I wrote
just
that.
It's stupid. God had his own entrance. He had a spotlight entrance, and the spotlight went down to the... But it was Vince doing it, making fun of God.
This man has the biggest set of balls on earth. Can we agree to that?
Sure. Yeah.
You've seen him? Or?
Jesus. I think if you look out the window, you might be able to see
balls. Joe, you're going to hate this one. Drew Wiley, F. Mary Kill.
Let me guess, like Liv, Mandy, and Alexa.
Oh, you saw it.
Yeah.
Liv, Mandy, and Alexa. That's really tough.
That's really hard.
I'm going to marry Liv because I think she's the most down to earth out of all of them.
Really? Sounds good. She looks like the most freaky.
I'm a F Alexa in her ass like this.
You got to marry Alexa.
And
Alexa...
then I'll have to kill Mandy. I'm sorry.
No, you got to marry Alexa. Marry.
No. I like what Andrew said. Okay. All right. You want to change any of that? You want to kill Alexa?
I don't know.
Mandy's so gorgeous.
We'll agree to disagree.
Billiam Seagraves, how much woods could Paige eat if Paige would eat woods?
Jesus. All right, what else?
Jeez. Cody Elliott, how fast will Ricochet win the NXT title when he signs? Isn't that the Lucha Underground guy?
He's amazing. I mean, I don't know. It's so crowded now.
But he's just a Lucha. Is he 7 months? 205 Live?
Maybe.
Is he small?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's 205 Live.
He's like a Finn Balor.
Oh.
So he's 205 Live. Yeah. There you go.
How lucky is Finn Balor that he came up when he did? He might just be a 205 guy live. Yeah.
Oh, last one. El Juano, will you convert your Jets love to a team on the XFL? Again, it came out when I was a kid, so I was like, yeah, let me try the New York Hitmen. And then I watched one game. I was like, this sucks.
But in all seriousness, we got 3 football fans in this room. Do we think there's any chance that the XFL can work?
If they do that, if they get the college stars before the NFL can grab them, and if they get
How much could the XFL, though? Here's the question. How much can the XFL pay them to possibly risk their careers? Yeah. They're going to get millions if they just go to college for a year.
Right.
Like the XFL can't give them millions.
Well, maybe it's players that won't necessarily make it to the NFL. That are still popular, you know?
Well, what about this? There's also been people that are like,
it'd be in between college and pro ball, you know?
Right, but I'm saying, I liked your idea of the guys going...
Well, it's not my idea. I saw it somewhere.
Like, someone said, let's bring on people that don't want to go to college. Like, screw college. I just want to play and then go to the XFL for a year and then hope they don't get hurt.
Right.
You can get hurt in college, though, right?
Right.
So, I mean, the risk is the same.
I imagine the biggest stars, like the ones that are like, oh, first round for sure, probably won't go to the XFL. But maybe some guys that might not have an NFL career after college would definitely go there.
Yeah.
And then like some later round draft picks that aren't sure and they need money because the, you know, they're not getting paid enough on the side by whoever at their, you know, colleges that.
Well, what about the theory of signing the most controversial people possible? Signing Ray Rice, signing Colin Kaepernick, signing Johnny Manziel, signing Tim Tebow.
There's tons of people out there. You can sign Manziel and Tebow. Kaepernick does not want to play football. If you know anything about him, he does not want to play football.
Sure.
P. Diddy said, "Oh, I want to own the Carolina Panthers, and I'm going to make Colin Kaepernick in the running for starting quarterback," which tells you one thing. P. Diddy obviously does not watch football, and he doesn't know who the fuck Cam Newton is, you lunatic. And then Kaepernick replied to P. Diddy on Twitter saying, I'd like to be a part of the ownership. He doesn't want to play.
He does not want to play. To thumb it at the NFL, I think he would try it.
What, to be an owner?
No, to play in the XFL.
Oh, no, I don't think he wants to play football, period. Mm. He's never come out and said, since he hasn't been in the NFL, he's never come out and said, well, no, I do want to play football.
That is true.
I mean, he would be a star in the XFL.
Yeah, he'd
probably win the whole thing.
He would. But again, his agent nor him have said, I want to play in the NFL.
Right, I'll give you that.
And once you sue a league, then it's like,
yeah. But no, yeah, it would be interesting if he was in the XFL. He would win the whole thing. But oh, yeah, you could have Tebow go there, you could have Manziel go there. That would be interesting.
I think it would be interesting, too.
We'll see. It's probably never going to happen, though. That's the truth.
He's obviously trying something. What is he going to do?
The rumor's XFL. He hasn't said anything.
100 mil?
He's trademarked XFL.
That's what the reports say.
I mean, legit reports. Look, where there's smoke, there's usually fire. And right now they just had
a whole thing about how it was such a crazy fucking idea and how dumb it was and how bad it failed.
But he had to have learned, right, from his mistakes. Obviously, it can't be as insane as it was.
It's going to be interesting as hell. That's all. I'm looking forward to seeing how it all plays out.
Do we think this is like a next year thing? We think it's still a couple years away?
2 years, 3 years out.
The report is that he's going to announce it in January. Mm. That he's expected to announce it in January. So,
jeez.
Which, yeah, it takes a year to start a league.
Do you think this could work like on football's offseason?
Well, that's what they did last time.
They did it last time?
Yeah. Okay. They're not going to compete directly with the NFL.
We'll do it like on Saturdays. Well, that would be college football too. I don't know.
I wonder if you went to the XFL right out of high school, if you would then have to be drafted, or can you be signed as a free agent? It's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they'll do it.
Maybe you have to play a year of college. You know, the NFL, it's 3 years college.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Maybe a year or two, and then you can get them a year or two earlier than the NFL does.
There you go.
It'd be interesting.
So, yeah.
There's probably tons of guys that go for a year and are like, this fucking sucks.
Right.
I can go make a few bucks before the NFL because they'll for sure sign me because I'm awesome. Done.
Yep.
Hmm. Yep.
It just makes you think that Vince allowed them to do that whole 30 for 30 on the XFL just maybe because he had the back of mind. He's like, free advertising because I'm bringing it back.
Or that's what got him into it again.
Because
that was probably shot over a year ago.
Yeah.
Wait. Maybe I should do that.
I think he's out of his mind.
Well, of course he is.
Clearly.
But hey, if this gets him away from WWE and gives the keys to Triple H, then go to your XFL. In fact, I hope it works out. Go to the XFL, Vince. Yeah. Let Triple H run everything. It'd be, you know, we'll see how he does.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's the show.
Yeah.
Hope you guys are glad that the NXT recaps are back where you want them.
We didn't cover my
podcast
movie
format. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Things to cover? Is that a things to talk about?
it is a thing we talk about.
That's a Josh-only segment.
Well, here comes Joe then, Josh. No, I saw Downsizing last night.
Yeah.
Oh, was that good?
Awful.
Oh.
It made absolutely no sense. Mm. It's stupid. It's sad. It's written by a child. I don't know. I didn't understand.
It had such a. It looked like it could be so good.
Yeah. You may ask yourself,
like just a great, you know, like theory.
Great
like,
idea.
You know,
how solve to overpopulation.
Stop overpopulation.
Your 100,000 turns into 12 million in this village because, like, this is your house. So to build that house, how much would that cost me? Right. Well, certainly wouldn't cost me 500,000. It cost me about $50.
I haven't seen it, so I can't say.
They bring out like a garbage bag, like a regular, think about like a black garbage bag. And yeah. He goes, here's waste for these 36. They have like an inaugural village
yeah.
of 36 right. people for 5 years uh-huh. before they rolled it out to everyone to see if it worked. And they have like a garbage bag of their waste for five, like here's their entire waste for 5 years, like one bag.
Right.
So yeah, like it was an interesting concept. And in those worlds, it had everything smaller, but you have anything you want all the time. You know, 5-star restaurants, like everything's just amazing because yeah. it's so small and so easy and cheap.
The working title of the movie was Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
Stop. So, anyway.
Those movies weren't
so good. That part's interesting, and then it just goes in a weird direction where nothing happens.
I really thought the movie, I was just thinking of it. It
had big name actors.
I know. Christoph Waltz
yeah.
is a joke in it.
Yeah.
You're like, he must have gotten $5 million, and he was like, I'll do this for 4 days. You have me for 4 days.
That's the thing, though. He's been great in the two Tarantino movies, and then he's not really done anything else that's any good.
And what was he doing like 10 years ago, this guy, well, when he was my age? What was he doing?
He was a foreign right. actor.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was he known?
Just in German. Yeah.
Yeah.
He
was an interesting Bond villain.
Yeah, but that movie sucked. He was barely in it. Like, don't get me started with that. When I was thinking about downsizing, I was really interested because I was just trying to think from a like writer standpoint, how could you make it interesting? Because in the trailers, they don't show what the conflict of the movie is. Like, right. obviously,
because
his wife
here's
doesn't
why.
Go with him.
Because there is none.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
Because that's how do you make a movie without a conflict? I thought they'd be like, oh, it's this perfect world. But then, like, someone gets mad at someone else and they murder someone. But
yeah, but you don't
like,
change who you are. So if I downsize and you downsize and one of us gets mad, like why would murder be a new thing in this world?
No, I'm saying you don't know everyone in that town that downsized.
Right, but I'm saying why would they not expect murder when you're the same exact as you
are
here?
Are there police officers in this world?
I don't ever remember seeing a police
officer.
That's
what I'm saying. Like there's no law. Like there's no one.
They didn't present it like utopia, like you're saying. Yeah, I see what
like,
you're saying.
Like there's no one that's enforcing laws. So
right.
like let's say someone gets mad at some, you know, like a couple fights, a husband kills a wife or whatever, and it's like, wait, what do? We don't have cops. We don't have a judicial system.
Yeah, Christoph Waltz.
And then that, I thought that would kind of make it like back to like the beginning of times, like, you know, where there was no, you know, it was just
everyone. He does make
a
comment where he says, yeah, it's the Wild West down here because yeah. he goes, yeah, I make these Cuban cigars. Now he's a guy who's 5 inches holding a Cuban cigar. So right. he goes, it's like the Wild West. Who's going to care that I had, you know, this much, this many Cuban cigars? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like nobody gives a crap about that.
Yeah.
So he did make a mention of that.
Right. If no one's enforcing anything, then everything's fair game.
No, yeah, I don't know. It's such a weird movie. I can't really describe more if you ever want to see it to ruin like the badness of it.
Maybe I will.
But it's so bad.
I'm just curious.
Don't pay a movie theater prices.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyway.
All right.
There you go. There's Joe's movie review of the week.
I'm glad you got that off your chest.
So this is gonna be a weekly segment.
I'm now free of that like thought.
You're free of it.
So
go see Disaster Artist. That's a good movie. Out of all the
I
want to
see The Room first, though. I still haven't seen The Room.
What is The Disaster Artist about?
It's about The Room.
That would take way too long to explain, Josh. It's about the making of the worst bad movie ever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or the best bad movie ever.
The best bad movie ever.
So anyways, make sure you subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Podbean. Give us a 5-star review. You can also watch the show at youtube.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. You could also follow me on Twitter at Andrew Pisano. Joe is at Joe Pisano 24 on Twitter and at Joe Pisano on Instagram.
Yep.
Wait, why does he get two plugs?
Where would you like people to follow you, Josh?
Yeah.
Nowhere. I was just curious.
To back to his house in El Campo, so he has someone to talk to.
Wish Josh a happy birthday on Twitter at Josh EC.
It's his birthday?
LN.
No.
Last week it was.
Today?
Oh,
last
week. I've been getting birthday messages and it's annoying.
Yeah, your new company. That's right. Your new company celebrated your birthday, which you hate. But it was awesome.
It was nice.
That's what they said. You're how old? Jesus.
It's depressing.
Thank you to
You're older than I am, Joe.
And I feel great about it.
Okay.
Not hashtag not depressed.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you to songfinch.com for our theme song. We have t-shirts at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Every kick begins with K.
Not what that is one that? Yet. That oh, Billy K.
Hold on. You got to tell him that real quick, Andrew.
Nah, never
Come
mind.
On. Come on. It's funny as shit.
Billy K hit Ember Moon with a big boot last week, and Mar Rinaldo yelled, "Every kick begins with K."
This is why I don't like doing the show, because it makes me listen to Mar Rinaldo.
Yeah.
I don't remember him doing boxing before he was a WWE guy, because I would have noticed him saying stupid things like, "He's thundering his punches like Thor on Ragnarok."
Well, I didn't know who he was, but he was a boxing guy before this.
Yeah, but I don't remember him. Well, not the big.
He's not as flamboyant on boxing.
So being on WWE made him a bigger deal?
I think.
Made him more of a douche.
Did he do Mayweather and McGregor?
I think he did.
He did, yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Jeez.
You could also become a supporter of the show. Well, that makes sense, because that was a fake fight. And he's yeah.
There's a fine line between.
Hold on. No. We haven't talked about this.
This is 6 months old
Hold
now.
On.
Shut up.
No, not that. Oh. Mayweather might be going to the UFC.
No, he's not.
Oh?
He's not.
Oh?
No, that's
maybe
bullshit.
He's going to fight CM Punk?
You just lied to him.
You know what? That'd be the only guy he'd fight.
You just lied to our fans. You just lied to our fans.
Again, become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. We got exclusive rewards that you can't get anywhere else. And get your Balor Club t-shirt for just $20 at customink.com/fundraising/join the club. There's not much time left to get one, so make sure you do it. Josh, go get one.
If you follow I am Mr. Josh, Mr. Joshua on Instagram,
yeah,
you'd get great posts like this.
Like his face in the whole frame of the picture.
You don't because know you know what?
Pictures. I have a handsome face and I
wouldn't
do that.
My Instagram followers need my face.
My favorite one was when you were going to shave and you put the shaving shit all over your face and then someone put a Brazzers logo. That was the best.
I don't really know what Instagram's for. I just
don't. You really don't. You're like an Instagram model, but like people aren't looking for you on Instagram. They're not looking for Josh.
Yeah.
Look at my new haircut. Looks exactly the same. Anyways, we'll see you guys after Raw and SmackDown. Well, Joe and I will. Josh will not.
Yeah.
Like Stone Cold Steve Austin, it kinda looks like Kevin Owens. Dean Ambrose is in his daydreams, and Charlotte is in his sex dream. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So what's wrong with wrestling? Oh no. I'm not just crazy loud, egocentric, no doubt that's Joe. Proclaimed strongest and best looking man in the world. Loves wrestling, but only part time. Strong, Ric Flair's pretty sublime. Yeah. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. Eric's circle's loved, and he can't really hold in his pit. Made hashtag push Eric Gallo, yeah, push him off a cliff. He doesn't think Stacy Keebler is that high, and we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling.
Always kill me. saving money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.